TION's signature leadership empowerment provides purposeful, driven leadership skills and techniques that will empower and inspire the greatness within you. How are we doing, great people? It's your boy, Coach TION Singletary here, and I have a treat for you here today. I have an amazing woman of God to come speak life into you. So yes, let's go ahead and get started, introduce her, and we will go ahead and allow her to share some value and pour some value into you. Dr. Vanessa Blackwell is an author and a certified grief support and joy restoration coach. The loss of her parents and all her siblings, to include three sisters and a brother, sparked her journey into coaching. Dr. Vanessa is an author of the Grief Helpline and founder of the Grief Comfort Kit, aka the Grief Strategist. Dedicated to inspiring and empowering individuals for personal and professional success, Dr. Vanessa Blackwell is known for challenging and motivating clients to take action and move forward in grief and life transitions. So Dr. Veal, please, thank you so much for joining us. And I am so ready and looking forward into the conversation that we're going to have here today. How are you doing, Dr. V?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yes. I know that you are a busy woman out there in the world doing your thing as a visionary of multiple authorities. And that's how we connected. We connected by the way of Joy 365. That was you being the visionary that gave birth to this awesome package. And you actually led the way of almost 365 authors to a number one bestseller ranks. And man, I really enjoy the process and how you stay connected with us during the process. And you are known to be the joy queen. So the first thing I like to know, and I like for you to speak into, is if you don't mind, is how can people bring more joy into their lives?
Well, first, through prayer and praise, gratitude brings joy. When you learn to just be grateful for small things in life, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Yes, as a grief and joy restoration coach, I help my clients to restore joy. So most of the time they've been through a lot, dealing with grief and loss and struggling. But like I said, you know, with grief, life is life. We got to leave here one day, you know. And as much as we do miss our loved ones, we know that's a journey that we got to make too, you know. So we have to go on in memory, you know, of them and try and do some great things as tributes to them.
That's, and I'm glad you say that. And you are so true. I mean, life goes on and we got to be able to step back, pivot, and move forward, and to live the best life that we can through the legacy that they actually left behind. So with that said, do you have any steps that people that's currently going through grief or in this grief state that they can follow in order to bring themselves out of that?
Yes. Well, like I said, I normally tell my clients to journal. Journaling helps a lot because you can write your thoughts down. Because with grief, it shows up unannounced. So you can have grief triggers where, you know, it's a birthday or anniversary of the death, you know, and it's a trigger. So you start to think about it in advance, like, oh, two more weeks is, you know, my mom passed on March 29th of 1984. And I'll always remember that, you know, so you always remember the date, the time. If you ride past the hospital that they were sick in, you know, all of that is triggers. You can be in a grocery store, and if you had a husband and he wore a certain cologne and somebody walks by with that cologne on, you look around like, oh, you know, and it just hits you. So sometimes the tears will fall, and which is healthy, it's okay to cry, you know, just let it go. Because like I said, yeah, we all have our moments where we just really miss the person that you know, we lost.
Oh, wow. Wow. Journaling is very powerful. I'm glad you said that. And it's one thing that I do myself. I try to journal as much as possible, especially when there's an emotional side of whatever that may be troubling me. I might need to write a poem, using my art in poetry to get my feelings out in order to continue to move forward. So everyone have their own unique tools or techniques that they can be able to use. And mine, just like you, is journaling or writing in some shape or form or fashion. Helps me to get it out of my mind, to get it out of my heart, and then be able to have a better day tomorrow. So that's I like that. I like that. I hope you heard that, guys. I hope you hear that. That is a step, a good step. In order to move forward during your grief state, is to journal, to write it down and make a plan. Thank you, Dr. V, for sharing that. Now, with grief, and then you also have joy. I like to talk about peaks and valleys. Peaks is your high point, and then valley is your low point. So, first of all, can you name just one valley that you had to face when you were going through the tough times? What gave you the resilience to continue on?
Well, I think it was the loss of my younger sister because she was the last one to pass in 2014. Have to lose her. Me and her was really close. And when she passed, it just my life just totally changed because I really felt that, you know, as long as it was me and her, that we could handle it because it was, you know, we had to, both of us, but both of us had been through some, you know, most of the same challenges and losing loved ones. But when she passed, it was like, oh my goodness, it's just me. You know, and nobody really understood how I felt and all that I had been through. So I had to step back and just look at, you know, like I said, God works in mysterious ways, and we don't know why we're still here or what we're here, but I had to really pray about my purpose. Why am I here? You know, what is it, God, that you want me to do? At the time, I was serving in the military and getting ready, looking forward to retirement. And I took a couple of coaching classes, life, Christian certifications, and grief and joy restoration. And God brought me back to my grief and joy restoration certificate. I mean, my coaching, and said that was my calling. I was like, wow. I am, 56 years old, just finding out why I'm really here. And
Wow.
I said, wow. Yeah. So I said, well, I'm not going to run from this because I finally found out, you know. So I need to really sit back and think of a plan. You know, what do I do? How do I put this together? And I started writing in collaborations because I was still serving in the military, didn't have time to write my own book. So I wrote in several. A lot of them were about grief and loss. One was Camouflage Sisters, where we shared some of the struggles of African American women in the military. But that when she, like I said, when she passed, it just took my breath away. You know, I was just like, I was floored because I didn't really know what to do, how to get it done. But I remembered some of the classes that we, you know, went through with the grief certification, and I started to do them for myself, you know, and teaching them because
Wow.
my, yeah, for my nieces and nephews, because again, they lost their parents. So they were grown, but they had kids, and I wanted them to go on and learn, you know, to keep moving forward and do great things. And so I started to, you know, discuss some of that with them. And from there, it really just birthed the grief helpline. And when COVID hit,
Wow.
it took grief to a whole nother level because the world was grief, right? Oh my goodness. We lost so many people during COVID. Everybody was just going crazy. And during that time is when I created the grief kit so I could send to people that were struggling with grief and loss.
Wow, thank you for sharing that. It's so much that I can pull out of just that one share, Dr. V. So I appreciate that. First of all, thank you for your service. I mean, wow. I mean, look at you. I mean, you all over the place, but you're doing great things.
Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's wow. I mean, I don't even know where to start with that because that's you said so much. You said a lot about self-development and building yourself. And then you also talked about going back to the principles, going back to what the coaches was teaching you, and you started applying that. And because you apply that, you now have the capabilities that you have to help others to do the same thing. And you use COVID, the time of COVID, the most grief moment in history, I know for me, for being the days that I've been alive, is you use that moment, though that time, to find a way how to step above and to also help others to come up with you. And that I applaud you for. And we need more people like you that has these small skill sets and capabilities and willing to sacrifice and add value to others too as well. So I really do thank you for that.
Thank you.
Now for a peak, what is the highest moment of your life, the thing that brought you so much joy the most?
Unbelievable, but it really was this last project that we worked on. Joy 365 was amazing. I think because we work with people all over the world, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was, and it was no age limit because our youngest author was 7.
And yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, teenagers, and the oldest one was 83. So a lot of were first time co-authors. So it was like, it was amazing. It really was. Wow. I mean, sometimes I'll be up on, because we being at different time zones, I was talking to people like 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 5 a.m. because they was on WhatsApp. It was like, oh my goodness. But it was beautiful, you know, it really was. I didn't, like I said, I just was in awe the whole time, meeting people, and they were eager to learn and turn in their submissions and be a part of. So I was just trying to pour into them because I really, books changed my life. I turned it in, took them books and turned it into a full-fledged business. And now, you know, the sky is the limit. They have opened up so many doors for me.
That's wow. And, you know, I really enjoy the experience, like I shared earlier, doing this process. And I remember when I first started, I was in the U.S. Then I was deployed, doing the process of the project. Mm-hmm. I was deployed to Africa, and you still stayed in contact with me during that period of time. And you doing live Facebook videos kept me engaged, helped me in the know of what was going on. So that, I mean, it was amazing on how you stayed a servant leader throughout the whole process. I know that you had a lot of things going on in the background, but you stayed with it. You was resilient through the full process, and you mm-hmm. always kept your best face forward in front of us when you were talking with us or when you were sharing the vision on how you saw it and what you wanted to happen during the process. So, man, I mean, you are just a magnificent woman.
Thank you so much, Coach Singletary. I really appreciate you being in the project because, like I said, you brought a lot of value to it as well. Yeah, that was really, I stayed under attack for like the last, ever since like December. And when we mm-hmm. said it was this thing coming up, popping up, and I just kept praying and praying. I said, you know, I said, we put the dates out, so we have to make the dates, you know. But I'm telling you, yes, the devil, you know how the devil is busy.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Attacking from every end. But I said, God, I'm going to, he wants this book to be birthed, and we're going to birth it, you know. So we're going to get past this, push right on past. And once, you know, really, once we launched, it lifted. Praise the Lord. I'm like, oh, my goodness. But, yeah, he didn't want that book out here. So, but God has the last say so. So we are all best-selling authors. Some of my co-authors were actually came from lived in South Africa. When I was over there, we went to spoke at the University of Johannesburg, and about are in our book.
Wow, it's amazing! It is a global book. It's internationally known. Oh, come on now. Come on, somebody. We can now say that we are internationally known around the world. I mean, that is amazing. And 365 authors. Who does that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just amazing, amazing, amazing what God can do if you stand fast on his word and the vision that he give to you. I mean, that's just amazing. So, you know, to wrap up this amazing podcast that I really don't want to, but before we do that, can you share with the audience your plans for Joy 365, some things that already transpired or some things that may be coming in the future? And then also, how can people get in contact with you?
So absolutely. So for Joy 365, our next thing that we're going to do a billboard, and the co-authors voted on it being in Times Square. So we plan to do that in May. A couple of the co-authors wants to do a little book tour. So we will go, you know, to different cities and do a book tour. We have had so much fun, though. We have, because a lot of them have been featured in magazines. Folks reach out to me all the time because we have a group. And we've had some amazing opportunities for some magazine spotlights. We're actually in two that's in Hollywood now, celebrity magazines. About 8-10 of the authors, co-authors are in getting spotlights out there. But we created the book box. We did so much. The devotional, the journal, t-shirts. We had an amazing time with this creating product around the brand. So to teach authors how to brand as an author. So it's just been none other than amazing, for real. Yes.
Wow.
And I am known as Dr. V, the best-selling book strategist. I'm on Facebook. I do have a publishing company. So I own Life Your Magic Media Company. So they can contact me by my website, and that is www.life. The letter U, imagined, imagined.com. So that's my website. All of our books, the books that I've done are there. And my next step will be I'll start another collaboration in April. And this time we'll have 90 authors. And we're going to do more joy restoration. That is my lane. I stay in it. So next step for me.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. This is my lane and I'm staying, ain't it?
Yeah.
That is good. That is good. Again, Dr. V, you bring so much wisdom and insights and add so much value to us. Again, I appreciate you. I thank you for being on the podcast, and I applaud you for all the work that you are doing out there and the millions and millions of people you are touching with the work that you are doing.
Thank you so much, Coach Tion. And I hope that you will continue to continue to write books and keep being amazing on purpose, you know?
We will do our best. All right, everyone. I love you. Take care. And guess what? There's nothing, and I mean nothing, you can do about it. Be great in you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I pray and hope that it provided you the ingredients you need to live your best life with excellence.
Visit our website at www.tionsingletary.com to learn more about what we do. Again, that is www.tionsingletary.com. We want to see you succeed in life. Are you ready?